name of our Lord and Savior. In this powerful message, discover how hearing and hearing the Word of God preached does not impact faith, but unlocks God's flow of supply and miracles into every area of your life. Be encouraged to keep hearing the preached Word and begin to see God impact His wisdom to you, supply your needs, and work miracles in your life.
Let's turn our Bibles together to Hebrews chapter 11. Where I intend to lead us in reading from verse 1 to 10. Hebrews chapter 11, reading from verse 1 to verse 10. Can we please rise as a mark of honor? I read from verse 1. The Bible says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. We thank you, dear Lord, for your precious words, the word of God, the word of life. Thank you for the letters, and thank you for the Spirit that backs up the letter. Holy Father, we thank you for making us available in your house today to listen to your word. And now we pray that your Spirit will speak to us and minister to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. We seek understanding. We seek inspiration. We ask that, Lord, your word will touch our lives and our lives will not remain the same again. Amen. We pray that you will glorify yourself. Amen. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. This morning, using this passage, I want to share with us on a topic: the life of the heroes of faith. The lives of the heroes of faith. It is always a challenging thing to read biographies. A biography serves as a roadmap for us who want to tread the same road. All great men were at first ordinary. That's a truth that we must establish as we move on, that all great men were at first ordinary people. Nobody, as it were, was born great. Of course, some people have certain advantages in life, but everyone who is great was at first an ordinary person. Let me remind you also that the book of Hebrews was written to encourage the Jewish Christian community of the first century AD. It was a letter full of examples, drawing examples from others and applying them to the lives of those few Christians among the Jews in the first century. And one of such passages in this scripture that the writer uses as an example for his readers, something he intends for them to draw inspiration from, is the chapter we have just read a portion from, Hebrews chapter 11. And of course, if you read on all through to the last verse of that chapter, verse 40, it's all talking about an example of our heroes of faith and how we can draw inspiration from their lives. I have said earlier that all great men were at first ordinary. And there are three things that make them great. At least we can say so of our heroes of faith. There were three things that made them great. Number one is that they were ordinary people who walked with God. The first secret of being great is walking with God. Ordinary people who walked with God. Verse 6 of our scripture says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." The Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God. And when the Bible cites the example of Enoch, it does not leave us with the illusion that Enoch lived in a generation where there were plenty righteous people. Rather, he lived in a generation when people do not serve God. But he had to stand out. He had to decide to walk with God. So I put it to everyone listening this morning that the first secret of greatness in life is walking with God. Verse 7 of that passage, the Bible says of Noah also, that by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." They that wait upon the Lord. Say, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In our own history, in human life, if you point to people who became great at one time or the other, I can show you how, in some ways, such people have walked with God. How such people have demonstrated faith in God. So the first secret of Becoming great in life is walking with God. Our heroes of faith were ordinary people who walked with God. And the result of their walking with God is the transformation that their lives experienced. And I can say that nobody walks with God and becomes disappointed. When you walk with God, you are on the path to greatness. A lot of people today think that their greatness comes by being far away from God, by running away from God. How do you assume to attain greatness when you run away from your Maker, the one who framed you, the one who knows the whole of your life from the beginning to the end? How do you seek greatness outside of Him? I challenge you, people of God, let us emulate the lives of the heroes of faith. They were ordinary people. We read about them today. And one of the secret things about their lives is that they walked with God. Let it be said, about you that you also walk with God. In all the testimonies of people about you, and even of heaven, ensure that there is also the phrase that says, he or she walked with God. In this life, we will do ourselves a lot of favors if we realize the need to walk with God. The second thing that I see from this passage as what made them great is the fact that they were ordinary people who trusted God. They trusted God. Again, I like to read about Noah in verse 7, the Bible says, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. The Bible tells us that before the time of Noah, there had never been rain, not to talk about flood. But God warned that generation that I'm going to send heavy rain, and there's going to be flood that will wash away everything. And God instructed Noah to construct an ark, what you can call ark of salvation, for anyone who will believe. It has been from the beginning that God has always asked people for faith, for trust, that anyone who will believe can be saved when they come into that ark. You know their story very well. How people mocked and scorned. They laughed at Noah when he was building the ark, because he was doing something that nobody could comprehend. Something that seemed foolish. He himself appeared to be stupid by his actions. But here we read about Noah. That Noah was just an ordinary person. But an ordinary person who learned to trust God. He trusted God. Look at Abraham also in verse 8. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. That is the height of faith, of trust in God. He did not know where he was going. But God said to him, leave your land, leave your people, follow me, and I will show you a place. And he trusted God. It takes trust in God to accomplish things that bring praise to God and blessing to humanity. One of our songs says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what the glory he shed on our ways. When we do his good will, he abides with us still. We'll trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and people who have become great in life are people who can trust. And not just trusting, but trusting God. People who can have confidence in God, the maker of heaven and earth. People who dare to take certain steps that will look stupid to the others. People who will believe that my life is committed to the hands of God and God will not let me down. People who will read the word of God and have confidence in the word of God and have trust in God to fulfill whatever he has promised. It's a secret of greatness. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Remember the book of Proverbs chapter 3? It says, trust in the Lord with all your strength. Do not depend on your what? On your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Many people run into confusion today. They do not know how to move forward in life because they have trusted in their understanding. And their understanding has ended up leading them astray. It is in trusting the Lord in all our ways that we find the way to greatness. I charge you this morning that you learn to trust God. God is reliable. God is dependable. He has the roadmap to your destination in life. He knows where he is taking you to. Nobody knows that better than him. You may have wonderful aspirations. You may surround yourself with people who want to help you to get to where you are going. But all of you may be wrong. You may be wrong in that you may be pursuing a different direction to what God has charted for you. So why don't you learn to trust God? For God will never mislead his people. Great people were ordinary people who trusted God. Please, learn to trust God. To trust God. Can you say to somebody besides you, please learn to trust God. Learn to trust God. And the third thing is the fact that great people were ordinary people who knew what mattered most in life. That's it. They knew the things that matter most in life. They were able to distinguish between the eternal and the worldly. Many times people miss it because they give attention to things that are worldly, things that are temporary, things that are ephemeral, things that will soon vanish. They concentrate on the things that are minor at the expense of the real thing that is the major that they should be pursuing. Great people are people who are able to distinguish between the eternal and the worldly. They were able to distinguish between things that will last and the things that will not. They cherish the eternal because they realize that this has a far greater value. And you see, when growing up as a young person, one of the things that also determine whether you are going to go far in life is the choices that you make. Because every day we make choices. We are faced with the need to make choices. And of course, until we are able to distinguish between things that have eternal value from those that their values don't last. They appear to have some values too, but it's not a lasting one. It's a value that you look around one day and you will not be able to find it again. There are people who are able to distinguish between eternal and worldly, and people who cherished the eternal. Look at from verse 9 of that passage. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. He left his land. He left where his parents were. Because he has listened to the voice of God, and God had said to him, there is a better land somewhere. A time is coming when this place you are will be swept off, will be swept away. But that place is going to abide still. And so he left living in houses built with blocks, with stones or whatever. And he was pitching tents on a land where he knew there was God's promise over it. That is ability to distinguish between what will last and what will not. And I pray for you that God will give you that insight. God will open your eyes as you read the word of God to be able to understand what is the eternal purpose of God, what are those things that have eternal values, and those that only appear to have value for now. So that when you have been able to distinguish between that, you will cherish that has eternal value. And look again from verse 13 to 16, verse 13 to verse 16, the Bible says, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They are not looking for a temporal place. They are looking for a permanent place. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Dare to do anything that is in consonance, that is in tandem with the purpose of God, and you see God at work for you in your life. Even if it seems stupid to others, just check it, pray it, verify it from scripture, discern it in spirit, that this thing I am pursuing is in consonance with the will of God, and see how God proves himself to be true. The Bible says, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. These were people who valued the eternal more than the temporal. Let me speak again to young people. While growing, it is your duty to begin to judge between a momentary pleasure, things that appear to have value only for now, and those things that have lasting values, those things that will really take you to greater heights in life. That's the secret of people who have gone ahead of you who have become great. Your ability to say, this is just a temporary thing. This is just a momentary pleasure. I will delay my gratification. I will not allow this momentary pleasure to destroy me. I will wait for that which is awaiting me at the height of my existence. This is very important. And I pray that all of us who are listening to the word of God today, we remember that great men were at first ordinary. We remember that they were ordinary people who walked with God. We remember that they were ordinary people who trusted God. And we will remember that they were ordinary people who knew what mattered most in life. Let us pray.
This message was brought to you from the ministry of Victory Baptist Church, Aja, 527 Lewis Street, by Sweetwaters, Aja Lagos. Telephone 0807-460-4212 or 0807-460-4250. Email info@vbcaja.org. You can also visit our website on www.vbcaja.org. Victory Baptist Church, we are the light on the peninsula.